Public hearings began today on proposed gas drilling rules for New York. The industry says the regulations are so restrictive that drillers would avoid the state, while environmental groups say the rules are too lax. And both sides are weighing in on the issue today in the Finger Lakes Village of Dansville. WXXI Innovation Trail's Zach Seward is at Dansville Middle School right now, where the hearings are being held today, and he's got the latest. Hi, Zach. Can you set the scene for us today and tell us just about how many people were there for the hearings?
Sure thing. Well, about 800 people turned out for the hearing itself. We're at a middle school. It's actually not an occupied middle school, but it is a middle school, and it was at the middle school auditorium. But to give you a vibe for how it worked, it was a first-come, first-serve as far as being able to speak today. So people lined up a few hours early, put their name on a list, and starting at 1 o'clock, people were able to speak. So about 150 people signed up. From 1 to 4, there was 3-minute-long public comments. The DEC got through 60. And starting again now at 6 and going till 9 p.m., they're going to try to get through as many of the remaining 90 or so people as they can.
Okay, so you said about 150 people signed up to speak. What was the mix of pro-fracking versus anti-fracking speakers like?
I'd say it was about 20% pro-fracking and 80% anti-fracking. That was probably the general mix in the auditorium. It was at times pretty testy in there. It just so happened that the first few people to sign up were mostly pro-fracking folks, and there was definitely some jeering from the crowd, as well as some boos and some hissing. So it was definitely testy at points. It got a little more civil as the afternoon progressed, but the overwhelming majority of people in the room were there voicing their support for the anti-fracking speakers. They were the ones who were drawing the big-time applause lines.
And what were some of the points the two sides argued today?
Well, it really boils down to the nut of this whole conflict. For the people who are speaking in favor of hydrofracking seem to couch it in economic terms. This is something that's going on across the border in Pennsylvania. They're cashing in on this while we're not. I've talked to some labor folks. I talked to some other folks around here who are saying, you know what, we need to cash in on this. We need to get the jobs. On the flip side of that coin are people who have very significant concerns about the environmental impact of this practice. You have people who are also saying, you know, look across the state border to Pennsylvania. There's all sorts of horror stories going on over there, and we don't want to rush into that nightmare scenario. So we need to either, you know, slow down, hit the brakes, or just dump the whole thing entirely.
And we understand there's one more session scheduled for tonight. Zach, can you tell us what's on the agenda?
There's no formal agenda. It's actually just recording public comments. There's an administrative law judge here recording the comments. Everyone gets up to 3 minutes. Elected officials get to go first. We heard from Brighton Town Supervisor Sandy Frankel earlier this afternoon. But after that, it's really just who's ever signed up on the list. They get called to the front of the room, and they make their comment known.
So today was the first of four public hearings. The Department of Environmental Conservation is holding the second in Binghamton tomorrow. What can we expect?
The buzz around here is that that's going to be kind of the hot hearing, that more people are going to turn out for that Binghamton hearing tomorrow. Also, there's another hearing in New York City in the coming weeks. That's also going to be well attended. But we can kind of expect more of the same. These aren't a question and answer session. There's no feedback being offered. It's people standing up in front of a room of fellow citizens expressing their viewpoint, either pro or con as it relates to hydrofracking.
And Dansville is a small town. Were attendees surprised that so many people showed up today?
I don't think so. I think most thought that this level of excitement around this, I think most people thought that was going to turn out. This issue has increasingly drawn a lot of passion on both sides of the coin. People who are saying that we need this economic shot in the arm versus, you know, this is going to harm the health of you and your children. So that being the case around this issue, I think people here in this neck of the woods expected there to be a pretty heated debate going on within the halls of this old middle school.
Great. Thank you, Zach. That's the WXXI Innovation Trail's Zach Seward in Dansville, where the first of four public hearings on hydrofracking is being held.